Welcome to Revive Illinois, a podcast about seeking a new season of life in the church all across the land of Lincoln. This ministry is provided by the Illinois Baptist State Association.
Well, it's great to have you with us for another episode of Revive Illinois. Scott Foshee here, your Revitalization Director with IBSA, as we just walk together to see new health and new life in your churches. And I just thought that I would come on and encourage you a little bit. I know we're continuing through the COVID disruption, and as we try to reopen and regather, there have been in certain parts of our state some challenges with that. Some churches have had to go back to online as case numbers of COVID have increased in some instances. So let's just continue navigating that crisis together. And I thought I would just take a few minutes today to remind you about how we're here to serve you, maybe plant a few ideas in your heart and in your mind about how you're leading your ministries. The first thing I want to remind you is that we are living in a time of incredible opportunity to reach people with the gospel like never before. It kind of reminds me of the time in when Jesus is talking to the church in Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8. He says, "I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name." And so we're living in a time when, yes, there's challenges, and maybe the way that we've done ministry before has been forced through these challenges to have to make some pretty rapid adjustments. But there's also a season of opportunity that's before us. And I just want to remind you of that and to say, let's smile and let's look up and let's look out. Let's look for the good in this situation, because I think through the shaking that the Lord is doing in the sense in people's lives, he's making them realize that they can't have their security in material things. A lot of the idols in their lives have been torn down or moved out of the way or put on hold, and they've not been able to access their idols that have taken so much of their time, things that maybe even were standing between them and God. And so we've got a real opportunity. And another thing is that in our churches, you know, as we know, and many of you pastors that are joining me on the podcast, you know what I'm talking about, sacred cows. Every church can have some sacred cows. And we just have to be on guard for those things, and we have to watch out for them. And I think COVID may be giving us a real opportunity to see some of those sacred cows get moved out of the way that maybe, as you have been pastoring, it's frustrated you because you've wanted to see people focus on people, not the old routines. And the people don't even realize it sometimes that they're worshiping tradition and certain patterns of culture instead of really worshiping God and being focused on reaching people. There's a real window of opportunity here, I think, maybe unlike we've seen in our lifetime as Illinois Baptists, to really see God move. And coming out of this COVID season, God wants us to have a season of new health and new life. So I just want to encourage you, just a few quick pointers in our podcast today. First of all, I would say find new ways to reach people with the timeless gospel message. Continue, if you haven't started an online ministry yet, work to improve that, or, you know, get one started, work to improve that. We're here to help you with that. I would say find ways to increase your online presence with social media. And leader, if you don't know how to do that, get somebody in your church that can. They will come alongside you. And that's a great way to make people feel included. They're able to have growth opportunities. They're able to have opportunities. You can celebrate that and get more people involved. Encourage your people to share those invitations online. Having a Facebook ministry for your church literally costs $0 and 0 cents. I don't know a better budget footprint than that. So let's be innovative. And then continue to find ways to innovatively meet with your small groups and Sunday school ministries and things like that. I have been really encouraged about the different opportunities that are out there for us to do small groups. I've heard of many churches that have been on that traditional Sunday school model, which is good, but they've divided out their classes through the week, and it's worked so well. They've had unchurched people coming into the groups. They've moved them out in homes and cases. I know of one church in Southern Illinois that's actually going to be meeting in the high school gym in that community, the high school gym, and they're going to be reaching people there in the community because they can spread out more than they would in their church building. So God's opened up. There's just lots of opportunities to think outside the box. And I would just encourage you, pastors, share the gospel online, think outside the box. And here's another pointer, project optimism. Remind your people that Jesus is on the throne, that he's in control. And I know you're doing that. And maybe you and I need to remember that too. I know as a pastor sometimes, there were times that I would know things in my head, but sometimes I had to remind my heart. And I just want you to be reminded, pastors, the Lord is on his throne. He is with you. He is using you in mighty ways, and your work is going to bear fruit. Encourage your folks to get creative. So I would say expand your online presence, think outside the box, project optimism to your church and to your community. You know, you may need to be leader. After this podcast, you may need to just stop what you're doing and go down to City Hall or in the Village Hall, wherever you live, in your township, or go to the law enforcement place and just encourage those leaders and thank them for what they're doing in challenging times. Or pick up the phone and encourage those community leaders around you. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to build positive relationships with them that are going to pay spiritual dividends later as you project that optimistic attitude. And then the last thing I would say, just in this real brief podcast today, talking about some pointers, is connect with your IBSA family. You know, we're here to serve you. We're ready to coach you. We're pivoting back now as we move, hopefully, toward the pulling out of this COVID disruption and crisis. We are ready to coach you and to help you. That word revitalization just means new life. We're here to serve any church that would love to engage us in this in depth. We're here to serve all of you. But it starts with a conversation. So literally, you reach out to me, scottfoshi@ibsa.org, or one of your zone consultants, or anyone on the IBSA staff, the one that you know the best, and just say, listen, I want to have a conversation about new life in my church, new health in my church. I want to have a conversation about revitalization. Can we do that? And then as we do that, I think that it's going to be awesome to see what God does. Now, as far as the formal refocus process, is if you want to think about what it looks like to go just a little deeper, and we already have 50 of our IBSA congregations that have initiated that process. It kind of got paused during COVID, and we're resuming back into it. New churches coming on board. We'd love to have your churches. Our goal is to have 100 by the end of the year. So get on board with this. It's $199 that your church pays. And for that, you are going to get an in-depth assessment of your church that you help us conduct, and an in-depth assessment of you as a leader. And you pick the people that you trust the most to be part of that assessment. $199, you're getting that in-depth assessment on both sides of it. And then you're also going to get months of high-quality coaching from our IBSA team. And we would love to have you get involved in that process. And beyond that, there's even more in-depth opportunities that will be coming. But the first step for you is to have that conversation. Think about the assessment, think about the coaching, but even if you're not going to do the assessment or the coaching, reach out to us because we want to serve you. You are not alone, and we are ready to partner with you, but that is your choice to reach out to us with that partnership, and we're here to serve you and resource you in lots of different ways. Other resources that we have, if you go to ibsa.org, we have a library now of over 30 webinars. And we don't just have the videos of the webinars. There's also now a link with every webinar to the resources that we had in the webinar. And we send a follow-up email after every one of our webinars that has tons of resources. Every one of those emails, you can click on it and you can pull up and find those resources all the way back to the very first one we did in the middle of March. And so I just encourage you to go to ibsa.org, look down through those issues that are there in front of you, and find the resources that you need for that. And we would love to help you in any way that we can. Again, we are here to serve you. And just a quick closing word. We cannot serve you if you don't reach out to us. Every Illinois Baptist Church is independent. Every Illinois Baptist Church is autonomous, and that's one thing I love about our Illinois family. So the headquarters of IBSA is the local church. Your local church is the headquarters, and we can't help you if you don't reach out. You've got to make that choice. And by the way, when you engage IBSA in the revitalization process, as we think about Revive Illinois, anything that our coaches bring to you at the table, you can take it or leave it. We're not going to, you don't have to do what the church tells you or what IBSA tells you to do. We're going to offer suggestions. We're going to guide you. We're going to show you a path that could lead to new health and growth. But ultimately, you're going to listen to the Lord pastor. You're going to listen to the Lord leader. You're going to listen to your congregational leadership as you listen to the Lord together and move forward together. And we're there to support you along the way, whatever you decide. That's the plan that we have as we move forward in revitalization. So in closing, be encouraged, leaders. Remember to expand that online ministry. We're here to help you with that. Remember to find creative ways to keep sharing the gospel. Think about how you can do your small groups creatively. Think about using your space. Thirdly, project an optimistic attitude. Reach out to your community leaders in front of your congregation. Remind them that God's on the throne. Remind them that even though maybe certain doors might be closed right now for ministry the way we're used to doing them in the past, there are other doors that are opening that God wants us to walk through to reach people with the gospel. And then fourthly, reach out to IBSA. Reach out to us. Let us serve you. Consider me an extension of your staff. Consider everyone on IBSA's team an extension of your staff, not just for your mind, but for your heart. And maybe you just need to call and you need to share some things. You need to have someone just to listen, not to solve any problems, but just to listen and to pray with you. It would be our honor to do that. Reach out to us. You can reach me, scottfoshi@ibsa.org. You can reach any of our staff, first name, last name, at ibsa.org. And we would love to serve you. Let me pray with you, and then we're going to go. I would love to hear from you soon. Let me know you're out there, and be expecting these Revive Illinois podcasts to continue as we move forward into the days to come, every couple of weeks. Father, we love you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for each and every leader. Thank you for every person, whether they are a pastor or a key lay leader, a leader in the church. Father, thank you for the people you've raised up to share the gospel around Illinois. And Lord, we do pray for revival, and that we pray that out of this pandemic time, you will just do an incredible, incredible work to draw people to yourself and use our churches in incredible ways. Lord, I pray that you will use our churches to expand their online outreach, Lord, to be creative about how they do their ministry and think about doing it in new and exciting ways, to project an optimistic attitude, and Lord, that they will reach out to us and know that IBSA is here for them and their church and their association in the days to come. Lord, we love you and we are expecting you to do great things. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And until you do, use us. Use us for your glory. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And again, on behalf of our IBSA team, we love you. We're here for you. You're not alone. Reach out to us. We want to serve you in the days to come. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. To learn more, please email scottfoshi@ibsa.org. This ministry is provided by the Illinois Baptist State Association through your faithful cooperative program giving. May God richly bless you.